Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. Some tribes are working to change their official names to get away from the names given by outsiders that often derive from misinterpretations or even derogatory terms. Jennifer Himinoki is the chairwoman of the Fort Sill Chiricahua Warm Springs Apache Tribe. That name reflects recent changes that include a tribal designation and a reference to their homeland.
There's always a few people that are opposed to it because it's really long. They like the Fort Sill, the shortness. But we wanted to reflect more of the where we're from, only because we do have a lot of groups that are consulted with that are not us. They get confused because of the Chiricahua Warm Springs language, that they think that they're consulting with other tribes and they're not. We're not, you know, whenever we hear about it, they're like, oh, well, we consulted with the Chiricahua Apaches. They're like, no, you did not. You didn't consult with us. So it's kind of like a way to capture that name and trying to remind everybody that there isn't another Chiricahua Apache.
Himinoki says her tribe is also working to build a cultural center to help counter longstanding misinformation about their origins. The Thahana'atham Nation changed their name in the 1980s. Vivian Juan Saunders is the former chairwoman. She says the current name is what they have always called themselves.
What we can change is our own name and what we call ourselves. And it dwells back into our history, our culture, our traditions, our survival. And it's so important to speak to our elders, speak to our knowledge keepers today about what it really means to be autumn, to be the people. And many tribes throughout the country that I've come across, their name translation, traditional name, means the people. And that's who we are. We're never going to go away. We've proven that over time. And it's not just about a name. It's about our history. It's about our culture and our traditions and our language and our survival.
Juan Saunders says the former name Papago was a term people not affiliated with the tribe came up with. The name Navajo has a more complicated history. It does not come from the Diné language, but former tribal leader Jonathan Hale says many tribal citizens are not yet ready to abandon the name that they are widely known as. He found that out when he introduced a resolution to start using the word Diné instead.
My grandchildren that will soon to be born going forward, I would want them to know who they are and where they're coming from and know their language and to understand it and to be recognized that way. Because when you leave the boundaries of our reservation here, people see us differently. So again, we say two things, and I guess that's where a lot of this new generation are kind of saying and asking that question, hey, wait a minute, who am I? You know, how are people referencing me? How should I reference myself? And like I used to say when I was on council is we have the Nebizot, the Diné Policy Institute, we have the Diné College. These references that relate back to the Diné. But I look back at my letterhead right here that says the Navajo Nation Government. Why is it like that? Why is it that we don't even recognize ourselves? And why is it that the politicians don't recognize that? They go by this other term rather than being who they are and true to themselves to say Diné.
Hale says cost and potential confusion were factors that prevent a name change. Since 2021, the Muscogee Nation dropped the word Creek when referring to themselves. But the name is still listed in official channels, including the tribe's own constitution. Tribal Press Secretary Jason Salzman says there remain some holdouts, but the title was applied by the British and doesn't reflect how the tribe has always referred to themselves.
I just don't understand any Muscogee that would rather really have this romantic, you know, connection to Creek or whatever. But we do. We have so many people that have said, oh, I've always been Creek. I've always been called Creek. And it's like, yeah, absolutely. You've been called that. You are Muscogee. And certainly we respect everybody's right to have their own preference. We've got, you know, a national move to, you know, get rid of things like Chief Wahoo and Redskins and stuff like that. But you'll still see a lot of Creeks running around here with Cleveland Indians hat on or Washington Redskins hat on. I'm not taking away, you know, saying just because you're Muscogee that you have to, you know, break away from things that, you know, you've gotten used to. But I just think it's inaccurate. It's not right.
Salzman says his and other tribes are coming to the realization that they can correct inaccurate terms that were imposed on them, even if those terms have been in use for hundreds of years. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.